So we Bochum covered quite a number of points with regards to Mishlach Manos. Let's carry on a little bit. We are up to the Ramah. There's several more points to cover, but let's just develop with continue with the Ramah. The Ramah on page Kuf Samach Beis, the second line. V'yesh lishloach monos b'yoyim v'loy b'laylo. The halacha is second line. V'yesh lishloach monos b'yoyim v'loy b'laylo. You can only fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos by sending it by day and not by night. We addressed yesterday the point. Let's just see Rashi, Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Mechob Beis. Mishloach Monos b'yoyim, says the Mishneh Berurah, v'ad din matonis lev yoinim. Says the Mishneh Berurah, although one could argue that the whole Purim is the Zman of the Mitzvah, the whole Purim, starting by night until the next night. But the halacha is, no, you can only fulfill the Mitzvah Mishloach Monos by day. Im lo yishikiyem ha-mitzvah d'shloach monos li'ish echot u'matonis l'shev yoinim ha-yoyim. He says, however, if you have actually fulfilled the Mitzvah, both of Mishloach Monos or of matonis lev yoinim, then if you have actually fulfilled the Mitzvah already, then enough kemineh b'mah sh'roitze lo'hoitzevot b'layla. The fact that you're adding, it doesn't make enough kumin anymore. So let's just recap what the Mishneh Berurah says. The Mishneh Berurah says that not only the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos you have to fulfill by day, of course, similarly also the mitzvah of Matonis Lev Yoinim too, they have to be fulfilled by day. The Mishneh Berurah says, however, once you've actually fulfilled the bare minimum, the minimum shir, enough kumina, there's no enough kumina, it doesn't make a difference, the fact you're sending additional ones by night. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? What? Yeah.
How are you adding it on?
How are you adding this on? How are you adding it on? It's a mystery. It's such a difficult Mishneh Berurah. It's such a difficult Mishneh Berurah to understand. Is that enough kemina b'mashiroitz lehoitzivoid b'layla? It sounds like you can still fulfill the mitzvah to some extent by night. You can, to some extent, still fulfill the mitzvah, to some extent. Not the main obligation, but to add additional ones by night, that's okay. Yeah.
People doing it.
Yes, you're quite right.
Charity, you know.
Yes, there is, it's true, it's true, people will send. Yeah, it's quite, you're right. All over here, I must be honest, I didn't check it in the sefer himself, but they bring from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. They say that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, I didn't look in his sefer Emes Yaakov, but he said over here that addressing this point, he said it's clearly referring to the night of the 15th, and he says that there is still, the night of the 15th, not the Leil Yudalet, that's right. That's right. If you there continue to send, once you fulfill your main obligation, the night of the 15th, there you can still top up your minimum shir. So says Yaakov Kamenetsky, basing himself on this Mishneh Berurah. Sounds like an unbelievable chiddush. And the only way I could understand that is a little bit what we mentioned a couple of times in previous shiurim, that there is that,
continuation.
There is a little bit of that. There's a little bit of that, but it's
similar to what we do with the Suda, in a way.
Yeah, I'll tell you why it's not. Why it is similar, but one could easily argue that it's not similar, is because the with regards to the Suda, in many areas of Halacha, we find that once you start the Suda, we go according to the Haschol of the Suda. That's when you washed. That's when you start the meal. And we go according to that. However, with regards to Mishloach Monos, without a doubt, every Mishloach Monos is one unit on its own. And it's hard to understand that just because you send Mishloach Monos in the morning, that by night you can also top up your chiyuv. That's very hard to understand.
We did speak about having a separate suda eating on the 15th. Not just hanging, but didn't say there's a mitzvah to eat on the 15th as well.
Yeah, to be marbe. There is a bit of that. There is a bit to increase a little bit, but it's still a far. It's still I hear you saying there is some element of simcha taka. We won't say tachnun, filas apayim, etc., etc. There is an element of simcha, but to say there is an element of simcha is still a long stretch from that until to say you can actually still fulfill the mitzvah mishlach monos. It's quite a chiddush. Someone has said that it's the easy way out. I suppose someone has said it's a printing mistake in the Mishneh Berurah. And that would solve all the problems. If you want to say that there's a printing mistake, you could say that as well. Yes.
Could it be that certain circumstances render you giving the Mishnah Monos at night, such as someone gives you unexpectedly Mishnah Monos rather late in the day, and by the time you get through a messenger, perhaps,
good,
by the time you get back to them, it's night to give the person who sent it to you Mishnah Monos,
right,
because of the Suda. Also, you could have tried to deliver Mishnah Monos to a person and found that they're out and not want to leave it outside because it's a bad district.
Right.
So you have to go back at night, right, to re-deliver it.
Right. You're quite right. There is a bit of that. People sending shlachmanas both the night before and the night after. There is a bit of that. However, it's certainly hard to... I mean, excluding this Mishnah Berurah that we just saw now, to find an understanding for that is actually quite hard. I mean, this Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying there isn't, you can fulfill to some extent the mitzvah, but it's hard to understand. It really is hard to understand, yeah.
The timing, you've got the sending and the receiving.
Good. Sending and receiving. Good question.
Right. Can sending be day before? The guy might
good.
Good.
Rabbi Sai, what do you think about this interesting Shaila? Can you send or order shlachmanes before Purim for the receiving end to receive it on Purim? Let's ask that way around. Does that work or not? Vadai works. To order it, or you do.
Mitzvah is mishlach, is the sending.
To send it. So therefore. Therefore what? It has to be on the actual sending. Right, it's interesting. Very interesting. It's very interesting. Now, this is a real machloikas achoinim. Some darshan from the source, they both bring the same word as the source of the apsak. Some say mishlach monos means, all it means is that it needs to be received on Purim. Because mishlach monos, how did you say it? How did you put it? All you need is that it should be received on Purim. It needs to be received on Purim. And the truth is, if you go with the understanding,
where are you getting that from?
Because all it needs is a mishlach, i.e. it needs to be received on Purim. That there is no maisa. It's as if you can arrange it in advance and it should be received on Purim. According to you, what happens if you send it on Purim and it's received after Purim? What would you say?
Okay, so from the word mishlach, it sounds like sent. But then you also have to look at what's the whole reasoning behind mishlach.
Good. Okay, so they are coming from there as well. They are coming from there. That since the whole idea is to be marbeh, and of course the marbeh of Reus has to happen on Purim, obviously. So therefore, they say that it needs to be sent in a way that increases Simchon Purim. And that can happen before. You can do the sending. The ordering can be happening before Purim too. But others disagree. Others take a disagree, and they say that if you send it, you need the action. It's your side of the action also needs to take place on Purim. Consequently, if you send it before Purim or you order it before Purim and it's being received on Purim, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. I must say, I think that if you look at the consensus of the poskim, it sounds pretty much that the majority of the achronim paskin that you can send it before Purim, order it before Purim, that it's received on Purim. I think that the consensus, the majority of poskim are lenient. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Pardon?
It says,
therefore, it doesn't mean that you need to physically send it on Purim. You need to be on top of it that it's happening. It doesn't. So that's with regards to sending before Purim. And it sounds like many. In fact, the Behetev and Tzivkot and Zayin mentions it as well, I believe. He says over here, look at that beautiful words in the Behetev. The second line in our editions in the Behetev. Somebody who sends a mishlach monos in a different foreign country. Shnei monos, or shnei matonos, li shnei avyoinim. Koidem Purim. Over Purim, atzmoi, bevatem egim leodoi. And it's the receiving end He's receiving it on Purim. Iyoyitz lechavos elo, it's been sent long before Purim, but it's been received on Purim. Iyoyitz or not? Mi name, do we say, Kivan de Beshar Shalach? Are we saying that since when he was sent, lo yoyechai bohem, he's not obligated, lo nofik, maybe it's not yoyitz, or tell him, or maybe, Kivan de Bepurim atzmo, shushas achiv, higir lo yodoy, since it's being received on Purim, which is his man, the time of obligation, maybe nofik, maybe ayoyitz, ay biyad aron shedaiten, the Beheite brings the name of the Yad Aaron that he is Yoitzer. And that's what many Achonim seem to pasken, that if he sent it before Purim and he received on Purim, you are Yoitzer. Right about the other way around now. If he sent on Purim and it's received after Purim. Now I want to speak about two cases. And that one is that it's being sent. So I have it every year. Because I'm not here for the Suda always, and I go to my Shver. I know it's a mitzvah of Simchas Purim, but, still. So you, and when I get back, there is Mishlach Monas. There's Mishlach Monas there. Have the people who do that, are they Yoitzer or not Yoitzer? I mean, I'm assuming that they, would it be Yoitzer without Mishlach Monas, yes or no? If it's put in front of the door.
If it's on your domain.
Oh, very good. So very good, very good. So we have to define that shaila that we just asked. There's two echtemtzes, there's two possibilities. It could either be that it was left in my chotza, that's one shaila, or that it wasn't left in my domain at all, that somebody just brings it to me on Motzei Purim, or on the day after, whatever it may be. Person sent it on Purim, and I received it on Motzei Purim. It could be either I received in my domain or I didn't get to my domain on Purim. What's the halacha then, Rabbi Yisai?
Either way, both of the reasons, there's no reyos. There's no food for the Suda.
Very good. So many put the general understanding of the Achronim is taka, you can't be Yoitzer. You can't be Yoitzer. If I'm ultimately receiving the Mishlach Monas in my hands, any family member is only receiving the Mishlach Monas after Purim, you're not Yoitzer, you're not Yoitzer. That's generally the understanding. Some are slightly more makel when he was received in my Chotzer, Chatzero Shel Odom, Koineloi Shel Midaitoi, the Chotzer of a person is Koine, acquires for him, even if I don't know about it. So some poskim are a little bit more lenient, but of course it's a bit hard to understand that, because ultimately it's not just the kinyonim. It's not just a matter of kinyonim over here. Koine, but it doesn't really work with kinyonim. It has to be, of course, the achve v'reis, according to most achoinim, or the tzokisur, according to other, but it has to be, just the fact that it's in my domain, may not suffice. Therefore, again, most poskim agree it has to be received on Purim day. Yeah. Why? Because of... Very good. The Rama of... We'll get that in a minute. Let's get that in a minute. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. But again, I must say that this Mishnah Berurah is a big chiddush about the night. It's a very big chiddush. If somebody can have a good mahalach in that Mishnah Berurah, please share with us. It's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. Now, okay, now let's carry on like what you were saying with the Ramah. An interesting Ramah. What would you say, before we look inside, what would you say? If somebody said, I've got a Shlach Monas for you, and then he said, no, thank you very much, thank you,
The Mishnah Berurah, does it definitely mean the night after?
It doesn't necessarily need to mean that. Let's say, generally that's how people understand, but it doesn't have to be. Let's say you're right, it's talking about the night before.
It could be that I'm going to be able to make the mitzvah for the daytime. But I could also move
soon. How is that always suffer? How is that Osof? It's not Zman Mitzvah.
I guess Zman Hoysif suggests you're adding more than you've already done.
Yeah, I'm saying once after the event, once you don't want to be run kind of Mitzvah, then I'm afraid it turns out you're
it's not Zman Mitzvah. Even if you learn according to you that it's prior to the... It's not Zman Mitzvah. It's not Zman Mitzvah. How can you fulfill the Mitzvah, not Zman Mitzvah? It's a bit hard. So what would you say would be the halacha? What would be the halacha if I were to tell you, here's Shlach Monas, and then he said, no, thank you very much, really, I can't take your Shlach Monas, you're too kind, give it to someone else. Have I fulfilled the mitzvah, yes or no? I didn't actually physically give it. Yoitza, yes or no? So I think if you were to guess, what would you say? No. Says the Rama. Ve'im shalach monos, says the Rama. If you're giving shalach monos, le'ra'eyu to your friend, v'u ein yoitza le'kablam, and he doesn't want to accept it. Oi, alternatively, moicheloi. He says, moichel. I don't need, thank you very much. Yotza. Says the Rama, yoitza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. Chav Gimel Mishnah Berurah says, Oy Moichel, Roy Tzalam Asha, Oy Ma, he says, the receiving end says, Areni Keilu is Kabalti. It's as if I received it. Take it as if I've received it already. Yotza, says Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalet, Va Pichodosh Choylek al Zeh, the Pichodosh is Choylek al Zeh, Bechen Chsam Soifa, Besimen Kuf Tzadik Vov, Metam al Zeh. Chsam Soifa also argues in that. And let me share with you what Chsam Soifa says. Chassam Sofer says, it's impossible to understand. How can it be, if I tell you, here, take my shlachmonos, and you say, no, thank you very much, I really don't need it. How can it be that a person is yotze? He says, Chassam Sofer says, how can it be a yotze? You haven't given any tzoke suda. Physically, I'm just as hungry as before. So Chassam Sofer says, there's no way you can fulfill the obligation by just saying, Hareini Kiris Kabalti. Says the Chassam Sofer that it must be that this is based on that machloika says. Says the Ali Chassam Sofer, that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. It's based on this on Mechila, this Rama of the Mechila is very much depending on the understanding, on the underlying understanding of the mitzvah of Mishlach Manos. If it's because of Reyos, then you could argue that what? If it's friendship, Shalom and Achdus, you could argue that what? Definitely, I'm going to get back to you in a minute. Definitely, Yotze, why is that?
Because he knows you're his friend.
You know his friend. You know, if you just want to give somebody a beautiful shlachma, you say, no, thank you very much. You've made the point. I really love you. Look at this beautiful shlachmanis. £285. I just can't get over it. £285 for a shlachma. Here it is, you know, and you say, no, thank you very much. So you've made the point. I really know you're good friends. Look how precious you are in my eyes. But that can only be according to that. So if the Rama says, Yotze de Chavosoi, if it's Yotze de Chavosoi, it must be that the Rama's understanding is that the understanding of Shlachmanes is Achveres. But if it's Tzorkei Suda, says the Chassam Sofer, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if it's Tzorkei Suda, I'm just as hungry as before. You haven't prepared anything for the meal. You haven't done anything. You know, you said no, thank you very much. You haven't done anything. So according to that, so therefore the Pichotish Chassam Sofer say you can't Halacha Lemaisa because we are taking Lechumra both understandings of Mishloach Manos, Tzorkei Suda and Achveres. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer and the Pichotish say don't be yotze with Mechila. Don't be yotze with Mechila. Try to physically give the Shlachmanis if he's happy to accept it. Yeah.
But is it possible that you can say that he has accepted it, just he doesn't want it? He's accepted it and then he's given it back.
Yeah, Hareinu Kinis Kabalti. Yeah, that's what he means. Hareinu Kinis Kabalti, as if I have actually accepted it. I must say, I'm struggling to understand with this some sofa, to be perfectly honest. I'm just adding that as a little footnote. I'm adding that because I'm struggling to understand it. Because if... You see, are you okay with this? Do you feel that? What do you think? I say, Keilu, I'm giving you over here, and you say, no, thank you very much. I'm yoitza according to Achva the Reyes. Are you fully okay with that?
No Kenyan.
No Kenyan? Okay, yeah.
It depends what the matter is. If he's saying, I don't want it, it's not very nice. But maybe it could be in those times where people Taka didn't have. And you see, let me give you some of mine.
Right.
You know what? Thank you. It's okay. I've actually got them okay.
Yes.
But I appreciate that. In our day, he sends one a box of chocolates. It's a different shape. But here, in this sense, could be giving him tapas suda.
Right.
I've got suda ready. It's okay. But
right.
But thank you for caring.
Right, okay. I'll tell you what bothers me. I mean, what I'm not able to understand is the following point. If I were to give you a massive, genuine compliment... I'm so amazed by your. It's amazing. You're such a nice person. You're just genuinely such a nice person. I mean it. I mean, is there any havam in it? I'm yotze mitzvah shlachmanos. Is there any havam in it? Achvareis. Why is that? Why is there no havam in it? I'm yotze. I mean it. I really mean it. You know your new glasses. They're just beautiful. They're amazing. You have to give something. So why can it be that if I want to give you shlachmanis, and you say, no, thank you very much, how can it be that I'm yotze? How could it be? How could it be?
The potential.
But I'm not yoytze with the potential. I'm yoytze by having tried to give, then he was moichel.
In your mind, you've given. Here you go. You take it. If the angel says no, you've still given it.
You have given it. You're saying that he has gone through
your action of your side of it. Mm-hmm.
There was an action of giving actually taking place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you hear that on my side? Action, that's actually the action. Okay.
If you say that it's really that you gave it to him and he gave it back.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, it's not like what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, because it says mechila. Is that what you're bothered about? Yeah. So I think it's a bit of something to think about. Okay, something to think about. Let's move on for the moment. A woman is obligated mishloach monas matonis levyoinim mishloach. Veishu chayev matonis levyoinim mishloach monas keish. Women are obligated just like men. Veishu teishloach leish veish leish. So a woman should send to a woman, a man to a man, and not vice versa. Avoloi behepach, not the other way around. That he shouldn't come, he shouldn't be that a man should send to a widow, and he could end up being a suffix of kiddushin. It could happen. When it comes to matones levyonim, you don't have to worry about it. So there is a general understanding that a man gives to a man, a woman to a woman. However, we spoke about it last night, that it's also, if it's a, on a, on a practical, on a practical, in a practical way, to actually fulfill the mitzvah, what do you think about families to families, Abba Yisai? From family Cohen to family Levi, Afreilich and Purim. How does that work, Abba Yisai? How does that work? Family to families.
Fine.
It's not direct. And in fact, not only that it's fine, but I think it's quite recommended to do it that way, because you don't have to actually do Mrs. Cohen to Mrs. Levy, you don't have to do it like that. You could just do, you know, family Cohen to family Levy, and that's fine. And yeah, you don't have to have you and nobody else. Yeah, if you do a few like that, it's gonna be, yeah, you can do the man like this, the woman can fulfill obligation like that. It doesn't matter, somebody else is also in there. It doesn't matter. I can do family to family, and that's gonna be my obligation. And family to family, it's gonna be my wife's obligation, etc. It's perfectly okay. Yeah. If too many people send it back until you end back. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, but you get used to it. Yeah, okay. Right, this is the Mishnah over here. I want to just see Sifkot Mechavei, Veishach Hayavas. First white line in Mishnah Berurah, Shekulon Hoyubois Haneis. Women are just as obligated because Kulon Hoyubois Haneis. They were also included in the Neis. Hence, they have got an obligation Mishloach Monos Matonis Levyonim. We spoke the other day about Matonis Levyonim. Women do have an obligation Matonis Levyonim. Just to recap, but Mishloach Mezamen and many poskim understand that she doesn't have to physically have to give it, but he can give it on her behalf. That's perfectly fine as well. Ve'tzirch lismach v'lesameach v'lesameach le'vinyonim deksiv uksiv v'kimu v'kibla yehudim kam noshim b'chlal. They have the same obligations as us. Yeah. And Mishnah Berurah does say over here in Vekosla Mogen Avraham, then Mogen Avraham says, Loi ro'isin izorim bazeh, many people are not careful about this. Ve'efshe dafke be'almona, but that's only with regards to an almona, avol isha sheyesh la'bal, and a woman who has a husband, ba'ala mishalach b'shvila, that's basically the point that we're mentioning now, husband can send on her behalf, le'kama anoshim, to other men as well, that's fine as well, mikom mogem yesh la'achim, but adilim won't shubi machmir. That's what Mishnah Berurah paskens over here. Just one more point. Just one point. I asked the other day, and we didn't get back to that. I just want to finish with that. With regards to allergies and foods that a person cannot eat, can you fulfill the obligation with that? I don't think we had a maskana with that, did we? I think we just asked him. We didn't. What's about say? What about that? Nut allergies, milk allergies. There's so many allergies nowadays. Can you fulfill an obligation? Can a person be yotze's obligation by sending something that a person can't eat?
I think no, because one of the opinions is that Mishnah Mala should be something that the person can eat at the Suda.
Right.
Also, it's something that should give us as friendship. So if one knows one person's got a nut allergy, one shouldn't give nut chocolate.
Nut, okay.
Or nut. It wouldn't even be right, because he couldn't eat it at the Suda, and it wouldn't be a gift of friendship.
Good. Does everybody agree to that? You can't fulfill.
If you know, only if you know about the allergy.
Only if you're right. So if you don't know, you.
What can you do?
Rabbi Isai? If you know, then you shouldn't. But a yotze the obligation. Not. What do you think, Rabbi Isai? So the poskim are machmir. The poskim are very much machmir. Although Shlomo Zalman does have a tzad that he says that if lemaisa just an external really could eat it just for health reasons, that really that as far as the mishlach manas is concerned, nothing wrong with the mishlach manas. But he asks, he goes so far. Some poskim go so far and ask about hechsher. If you send something which the other hechsher doesn't, the other person doesn't eat the hechsher, is that a yotze or not? You don't know what? Yeah, yeah. You just go for the best couple of hechsherim that most people read. Yeah, but can you be yotze with a hechsher that you eat and he doesn't necessarily eat?
Well, usually you give to people usually. From your own community.
Yeah, so and you know what they eat and what they don't eat. Yeah. Many poskim, including Shlomo Zalman, said that actually you'd be actually, even if he doesn't eat that particular heksha, you'd be because it's just that he doesn't, most times just that we are machmir, and as far as that is concerned, it's still considered kosher shlachmanis. Yeah. It would be the same shaila in allergies, identical shaila, exactly the same shaila. Yeah, but it's the same. The post can compare it. They bring mamash that. Yeah. Okay. We'll carry on with Simon Tovreish Tzadik Vov to my mitzvah.